Gimel Brachos, Dadik Ner Shel Chanukah, Dadik Ner Chanukah, actually, that's in the Sakhir. There's different Neschos, and the Shabur mentions this as well. Dadik Ner Chanukah, Vishas Nisim, Vishachiyanu, that's on the first night. Mlo Beirach Zman, Bilel Rishon, Mivarach Bilel Sheini, Okshe Yiska. If you didn't make a Shachiyanu the first night, then you make it the second night, or when you remember. We have to know what this means. The next night, and you make the brachas kodim sheyaskal hadlik, says Rama, or velasiyasa. Okay, let's discuss maybe just these two sifim. Mishnah Bura, on the first point, radik ner chanukah, that's the nusach of the machaber. The gemara v'chol poskim isa ner shel chanukah, that's what our sidurim mostly say, the chen kas of mashal. But then he brings to say Shelach Hanukkah, like it's one word. Below Shel Hanukkah, Shtei Milos. Ba'olam Eino Nogim Hakpid Bazeh. Okay. The Inyan of Yimiyachid, the Ner Shel Hanukkah. You have to know what this Inyan is totally in. But anyway, this is one point, the Nusach. There are those who attack us say Ner Hanukkah, like it says in the Machaber. Another Ha'ara in Dikduk. Bazman Hazeh. Below Ubizman Hazeh. That's in Sha'asa Nisim. And then in the Shachiyanu, Vigiyanu Lizman Hazeh, Lamed Bechirik Velo Bepatach. That's not what most of us say, right? In Shachiyanu, we usually say Vigiyanu Lazman Hazeh. If you look in the chorus of Nevetzel on the bottom, he explains a little bit more about this. Bazman Velo ha'os vav, that's about the point of Sha'asa Nisim, not Ubizman. Pisha Mashmos, Advarm Shanezhai Vimea Viseinu B'tkupazu Shal Hashana. Okay, so that's why it says not Ubizman, but Basman. Mashikasav Lomer Lizman B'chirik. What's the Pshat? Sarach Iyun. First of all, Amayel Kasav Kain B'moadim. Why is he only mention that here by Hilchus Chanukah? He should mention it by the Shachiyanus of the Regalim as well. So what could be the reason why only here Mishnah Berurah seems to suggest to say Lizman Hazeh? But Ulay Daito de Bemoadim de Raisa Mivarchin Ayitzumo Shel Yom. There's something I want to talk about a little bit based on Atshuba by Moshe, you'll see in a second, that there's a difference between the case by Moadim that the Bracha Shachiyanu refers to the Etzem of the day itself, the Etzem day. Shachiyanu is not just about the mitzvah, Sukkah for example, but it's about the Zman itself of the Yom. The Yom, we say Kiddush, we make a Shachiyanu on Kiddush. Avo b'drabanan, when it comes to a Chanukah, ain atzmius liyom. So what's the pshat of Shachiyanu by Chanukah? Okay, it's not pashat what he's saying, we'll see soon. By Chanukah, the Shachiyanu is about the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, but not on the Yom. It's rather the Shachiyanu Shigiyanu is Mana Shel HaMitzvah. And therefore he wants to say, that's Dafke here why he wants to say Lizman Hazeh. Lazman makes more of a Cheshivas to the Yom. Lazman. So therefore by Regalim, the Mishnah Berurah didn't require to change it to Lizman. There it's Lazman Hazeh. Specifically he wants to say by Chanukah, and imagine by Purim, by the Megillah, the same thing, it would be Lizman. But anyway, he says, having said all this, Mikom Makom Nagu Af B'Chanukah U'Purim, V'Chein Al-Pichadash, to say, which is also not about the Atzmius of the day, to say Lazman, B'Patach. Now, he says to look in Sharet Si and Sifkat and Gimel. Before we do that, let's look at Sifkat and Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see what the Sharet Si and does on this. It says in the Machaber that if you don't say Shachiyanu b'shas hadlaka, so then you should say it when? B'leil sheni, you're doing the mitzvah again. You didn't say Shachiyanu the first night, you say Shachiyanu the second night. Or kishayizkar. What does kishayizkar mean? When you remember. When you remember. When? You finished lighting, an hour later, 2 hours later. What does it mean, kishayizkar? So he says from the Levush, the Pshat is, Kishayizkar Ratzalom, Kishayizkar Bishar Halelos Bishas Adlaka. In other words, what he would mean is, the second night, or the third night, or the fourth night. It always has to do with Shas Adlaka. The Shachiyanu of Ner Chanukah is about the mitzvah Hadlaka, and it has to connect to Hadlaka. So it could be the second night, it could be Kishayizkar, any other nights. That's how he learns from the Levush. And therefore he concludes, V'im niskar achar hadlaka eina mevarach b'layla zu od. So suppose you're already lit. So now you forgot your shachianu. You don't say the shachianu. Now you wait for the next night. Okay, so what would that mean if a person has been lighting near Hanukkah for 8 nights and he forgot shachianu the first night and he forgot that he forgot shachianu and now it's the last night of Hanukkah and he didn't say shachianu and now it's shine after that luck of the last night of those Hanukkah and he never said shachianu. It's an interesting thing. Look at the Sharet Zion here in Sukkot and Gimel. So it says, it's going on what the guy says at the end. If you nisker achad laka, you don't make shachianu anymore. Pischeyol mishim shuas Yaakov. Vertzaloma. Sheyira levarach zman b'yom acher b'eis hadlaka. In other words, the shachianu has to be connected to the ma'isa mitzvah of hadlakas nechanaka. If it's not going to be said the first time, then you'll find the other hadlakas of the other nights to say shachianu. Amnam. Suppose in era zeh b'leil shemini. It happened on the eighth night, and again, you didn't say shachianu, and now you lit your 8 neiros. What comes out? You had a whole Chanukah went by, you didn't make a shachianu. Tzarech iyum. What would be pshat? The efsher, the kemo ba'alma kaimelan, the zman omro filo b'shuk. The Gemara in Irvin tells us that when it comes to shachianu of the yom. So typically, when we have shachianu on a special day, special occasion, like Yer Regalim, Rosh Hashanah, or Shosh Regalim, we make Kiddush. On a coast, we masada the shachianu ala coast by Kiddush. But we know, for example, Yom Kippur, there's no option of ala coast. You're fasting. And the Gemara there concludes, because you really could say shachianu mi'ikir adin on the Yom, even without a coast. I feel the shuk. And that's why Yom Kippur, we do it as we enter Yom Kippur, after Kol Nidre. And why is it you can say afil b'shuk the hukayal etzem hayantif? Efsher, so he has this very strong inclination to say, based on Rav Yaakov Emden and Moruk Tzia, efsher the huadin bazeh the kayal etzem asman de Chanukah shenasu bo nisim v'neflos. So he is entertaining the possibility that the shachianu of Chanukah could be seen as shayich to the yom itself. Elamai, just like they were misader the shachianu of the regalim on the kiddush, even though you could say it afil b'shuk like on Yom Kippur, so it is by Chanukah. It's on the yom, but the misader it together with the hadlaka. El dechatchila samchu zeh al zman hadlaka, and he has a meiri to support this. Kein svarasim to be meiri v'zeh l'shono, mi she'en lo lahadlik ve'enu b'makom she'efshu lo liros. So there's another inyan of liros is haneros. If a person is not lighting, they can't light, but they can still make a shasanisim. They see someone else's ner, and they can make a shachiyanu at that time as well, because it's shaykh to the ner, to the hadlok of the other person. So when you make a bracha of re'iyah, you can say shachiyanu. Let's say you don't have that either. And here he says, yesh omim, shem baracha atzmo shasanisim v'shachiyanu b'layla aleph, v'shasanisim kol leilos. V'advarm nirim, atin l'shono, v'tzarech iyun. So there's a Rav Moshe in the Igros Moshe Or Chaim Chelek Hey, who disagrees strongly with this inclination of the Mishtabura, and even the Meiri doesn't really think we should paskin like. Rav Yaakov Emden also has this idea. It's quoted also by the Bir Halacha, I think by Purim. A person could make a shachianu without the mitzvah of the yom. Let's say a person's not reading Megillah and Purim. Or not being matik near Chanukah. Is it shaykh to make a shachianu just like you make a shachianu on Megillah on the day? So would you say that by Chanukah Purim as well? So here it's in Chelek, I told you it's Chelek, Hey or Achayim, Simin Mem Gimel, from Tavshin Mem Beis. That's when the Tshuva was written, in Os Beis. It's a couple of pages. I'll give you the tamsis of it. The heading, gave a heading here. M'shaykh v'ach shachianu al etzim hayom de Chanukah u'purim. He says, "V'chein birchas shachianu hagras zman dimei Chanukah shenasa b'em neis lo shayach levarich kevin she'en hayom kedusha yaseir me'al yom machim." There's nothing in the day that has a greater kedusha than other days. V'lo dam birchas shachianu b'yom kippur that you can make it without kiddush. To whom mitzvah hakedusha sheika b'hayom. All the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur and the kapar of Yom Kippur is mitzvah hakedusha shekidsho Hashem Yisborach l'kedusha de Yom Kippur. Therefore, you can make a shachiyanu al hagoas hayom mitzad atzmo. V'chein v'shoshana v'chol yomtif mivarchin shachiyanu al hagoas hayom atzmo v'shem hakedusha shebon shenasarnu mitzad zeh b'melacha. So basically, shachiyanu has to do with a yom that has an issa melacha associated with it. You have a kos, you make it al kos. Less the kos, or you didn't make the shachiyanu al kiddush, you can make it the rest of the day below kos. And by Yom Kippur l'chatchilu will make it without a kos. That's the Gemara Erev Daf Mem. Abu Bachanical Purim, Shalekha Kedush Alayom, will Shech Berch Vishvil HaMitzvahs that Lokas HaNeros, who creates a Megillah, Elvish has Kiyum HaMitzvah. Shalachin Kishiro Madlik Neros Bachanical, Shech Berch Shechiano, Dafka Kishayir and Neros Chanaka, Dulukin Shalachirim, that just like they're Matakin to be Mekah Shasanisim, but Yim's over to the Haskaras HaNeis, you could make it then. Behinera Isi the Mishnebura, in the second paragraph he says, Mishnebura Sharat Siyu and Tafish, I involve Os Gimel, that's what we just read. And so on. And then he brings the mice of a person forgets even on the last night, and he brings a Me'iri, and he concludes that Varm Nirim from the Me'iri. And then Besim Tafesh Tadi Beis in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, that's what I was alluding to before. Yesh Omim Derai Levarach Zman Agayom De Purim. That's in Hilchas Megillah. The Kasav Bir Halacha over there, Tafesh Tadi Beis, B'Shem of Yaakov Emden, the Moruk Siya. That you can, even without the mitzvahs Hayom of Mishloach Manos and Sudas Purim, you can make this man on the Yom of Purim, Kimo Biragalim. Says Ramosha, Avalo Nachon Nizdaiti Hadim Yin Kral, between Purim Chanukah and Yantif, as we just noted. He's interesting svara, he says, in a continuation of the piece. Why don't you make a zman on the yom? The yom is special in some way. Kedusha you don't have. It's malacha you don't have. But like, it's something unique about the days of Chanukah, the oros of Chanukah. He says, the reason he wants to suggest is the following. We have Berachas HaShachar every day on every detail of what we have to praise Hashem for. The Bria itself, Kriya Shema, Berachas Kriya Shema, Machadish B'chol Yom Tov Ma'aseh Bereishis, it's a Berachas Hodah on the day itself. Every day is a new day, and every day brings Hodah, and we find brachas in our tefillah about the unique day, and we have alanisim in our Shmon Esrei, of course. V'leka Yisron, he says, so there are some who hold, there are some shittas in the Gemara of India that only say Shachiyanu and Regalim and not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's why Rabbi Shmuel hold that only be Regalim Omim Zman, because what makes Regalim different is a chi of Simcha and Regalim. And there's a simcha everywhere, simcha belay, v'yisach sameach, and various things that we do to create that sense of simcha. But that doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There's no chi of simcha, there's isa melacha. But the Gemara says, no, the melacha is not that way. Rather, we make Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well. Why? She'af she'behechrach him yom kedoshim v'me'adim l'kapar, nami tohiza b'chol adim fika bolas kedushaso, because you don't always realize that this is it. After you dare kiddush shasan, you know that they're holy, but you need a s'orus for that. Anyway, he goes on, he says, and that could be why Shabbos is also not a time to say Shechiyanu. Anyway, okay, I wanted originally to make a copy of this to show you inside, but it's not shaykh now with, you didn't have a chance to do it. But Lemaisa, Rav Moshe feels very strongly that Chanukah Purim would not get a Shechiyanu mitzvah today, but only mitzvah the mitzvah. So he's cholik on this, what Mishnah Berurah seems to think, or halacha could be shaykh to say Shechiyanu. It's interesting inyan to go into. Maybe you'll have a chance to be ma'arech more at some point on it, but it's a little bit of...
There's Kedushas Ayom.
It's not Kedushas Ayom.
He brings the... There's like
obviously there's something about the days of Hanukkah, but not to the extent that it would want the Shachian. I don't want anyone to feel deflated. Hanukkah is exciting. Hanukkah is exciting. But you have to know. You have to know where, you know. Yeah. Okay.